For Kitchen Window, this is Bonnie Wolf. Susan Russo is a food writer in San Diego. She publishes stories, recipes, and photos on her cooking blog, Food Blogger. She has written about watermelons for NPR's Kitchen Window Online. She joins me today from San Diego. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Bonnie.
So it is watermelon season. How long is watermelon season?
It's actually a long season. It runs from May through October, but it peaks in July and August because the watermelons really like the heat of the summer.
So are they only grown in hot places?
Well, they're actually grown in 44 states in the United States, but really only 5 states produce the vast majority of the watermelons we eat, and they include California, Florida, Texas, Georgia, and Arizona.
Warm states.
Mm-hmm.
All the watermelon we eat here, we grow. We don't import watermelon?
No, we do. We actually import watermelon mostly from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And that's primarily during our off-season because Americans have gotten used to having watermelon available 12 months of the year. But the domestic ones that are grown are available primarily May to October.
Well, Americans like watermelon, according to your story. It's
yes.
A pretty big market.
Yes. Americans oftentimes cite watermelons and strawberries as their favorite fruit.
Really?
And yeah, and apparently in 2007, we grew over 4 billion, with a B, pounds of watermelon in this country. And Americans eat over 16 pounds of it every year. So I think it's safe to say it's definitely one of our favorites.
And in your piece, you talk a lot about how to choose a good melon, which I found wonderful because I never know. And you talk a lot about something that I have definitely seen people do, which
yes.
is thumping the watermelon.
Yes. One day last year, we were at the farmer's market, and it was peak watermelon season, and I just saw, you know, probably a dozen people slapping and thumping away at these watermelons. And I turned to my husband and said, so what exactly is the point of thumping a watermelon? And so I started talking to people and just asking them their opinions and talking to farmers. And what I realized is there really isn't one definitive answer. Some people say you should listen for a deep resonant sound. Some people say it should be hollow. So I spoke to several farmers, and ironically, every single one I spoke to said not to use thumping as an indicator for ripeness, that it's not as accurate as many other methods of testing to see if a watermelon is ripe. What they suggest, actually, is to look at the melon and see if it's symmetrical. It should have a healthy sheen to the rind, and it's okay if it has scratch marks on it because that's actually a sign that the watermelon has been pollinated by bees.
I thought that was so neat. I had never heard of that.
I had never heard of that either, so I was really excited because I always thought that that was a sign of damage. But
right.
they said, in fact, that will indicate that the watermelon will be sweeter and juicier. And then they said, always lift up the watermelon and make sure that it's heavy for its size. Because watermelons are almost all water, 92% water, the heavier the watermelon, the juicier it should be. And then to also look at the underbelly of the watermelon, which should have a pale yellow creamy spot. That's where it was sitting on the soil, and it was ripening in the sun.
So you can tell if it's ripe, but not necessarily if it's sweet.
Yes. Unfortunately, you don't know that until you cut it and you taste it.
And you've eaten some good melons already?
I certainly have. I've been eating them since May. Because we produce so many here in California, we're able to get them at our local farmers market. So I've already had some delicious ones. But the best ones are yet to come. I think the best ones are in August and September.
Why is that?
Because from the farmers I've spoken to, they said that the hotter it gets, the sweeter the melons get because they really love that heat. So the first crops that they harvest in May tend to not be quite as sweet and juicy as the ones that come later.
There are so many different kinds of watermelons now, it's hard to choose.
I know. Apparently, there are over 1,000 types of watermelons that are grown throughout the world. We have anywhere from 50 to a couple of hundred varieties here in the United States, but only a handful are actually available in most supermarkets. And probably most of us have purchased picnic watermelons, which are those long, the oblong-shaped watermelons that are large, anywhere from 20 to 45 pounds, and they have the classic red or hot pink flesh inside and the black seeds. And those are the ones that I think most of us associate with summertime watermelon, growing up, having family cookouts, is the picnic watermelon.
So this is a sweet fruit, but in your piece you talk about using it in savory cooking. It seems that a lot more fruit is being used in savory dishes. Why is watermelon good in savory foods?
Well, watermelon is good because it's naturally crisp and juicy and sweet. You can pair it with many other contrasting flavors. So the key to cooking watermelon in savory dishes is to pair it with something salty or acidic or bitter or sour.
Well, I would recommend that everyone read your piece because you have some wonderful looking recipes.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bonnie. This was fun.